For KLCC, I'm Michael Canning. The Shed Musicals presents a trio of productions through the summer and into the winter of 2014. They are OK, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and Babes in Arms. Today I'm talking with Madeline Schwartz and Dylan Stasak, two of the lead characters in the first musical of the season, OK. It opens at the Shed Institute's Jaqua Concert Hall this Friday, June 20th, and runs through Sunday, June 29th. The Shed theatrical performances are all fully staged and include full orchestration by a live band. Performance details are on the web at theshed.org. Of the three musicals scheduled for this season, it's a good bet that the first, OK, is the least known of the three, even though the music is by George and Ira Gershwin, and the book is a collaboration between Guy Bolton and P.G. Wodehouse. It was first performed in 1926 in New York, and then the next year in London. Good day to you both. Thanks very much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Really? Yeah, thanks.
So, Dylan, let's start by getting a brief synopsis of the plot for OK, and where are we headed with this one?
All right. OK takes place at this New England beach house. That belongs to my character, Jimmy Winter, who's this wealthy young bachelor who's just gotten married to his fiance. This is where they're having their honeymoon. But while he's been away, these English bootleggers have been keeping a bunch of whiskey and other kinds of alcohol in his basement because it's the Prohibition era. Also, one of the bootlegger's sisters is part of the team, and that's Maddie's character, Kay. Jimmy discovers that she's hiding out in his house because she was, like, spotted by a revenue officer or something. She's trying to, you know, lay low. And he realizes that she was a girl who rescued him the summer before from drowning, who he's been kind of smitten with ever since. But then even more complications ensue because, you know, he's just been married and now he's having feelings for another girl. But then he realizes or finds out that the woman he was married to before he married his current wife has refused to have the marriage annulled. So now he's kind of married to two women at once and into this other girl. It's great.
Madeline, give us a brief sketch, if you will, of Lady K.
Lady K, she's definitely one of the spunkier characters I've ever played. She's a female bootlegger, which at that time, actually, I realized that I looked it up and it wasn't as rare as you would think. There were quite a few female bootleggers. But so I'm a female bootlegger and I've come to this town with my brother, who's the Duke of Durham. It's kind of a funny, that's played by Ron Dom, the Duke. And I had the summer before, as Dylan said, I had rescued him. And I always said, you know, there's this man out there that I'm in love with and I'm sure I'll see him again someday. And then I end up hiding out in his house. So we come across each other and we go through the struggles of we're in love and it's very clear. But obviously he is with someone else. And yeah, so I'm basically I'm a lover. I'm someone who knows what I want, but I'm kind of like manipulative in the way to try to get it, but in a good way, definitely. And one of my title songs that I get to sing is "Someone to Watch Over Me," which is, I'm sure everyone has heard that song, and it's definitely been one of the best parts of playing this role. Yeah.
Music was written by George and Ira Gershwin, maybe the best musical theater writers of that time, and maybe a couple of the best ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
What kinds of challenges did the music present to you as actors?
For me, I've been doing a job for the last few years that's been mostly singing like Motown styles and more pop, new agey type stuff. So coming back to do a show like this, I've never really done a show where it's so classical in the way that, like, the music is written and the way I'm performing. Robert Ashens, who is our musical director, really, you know, said, we want this to feel like it is the 1920s. We don't want you to use your poppy, more, you know, modern voice. And so I think we put ourselves in the 1920s and tried to sing and act the way that we think that they would and to portray that era perfectly. And it was definitely challenging. My role is, I've never really been a soprano, I don't think, but all the music I sing is very high, so I've been working on that. That's been a challenge, but it's been amazing to realize I can actually do it.
In the end, this work looks like a fun kind of madcap divergence from life's worries and cares. Do you think that's a fair assessment? And is that what you're shooting for, you know, to give people a little break from life?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want people to come in and watch the show and just laugh throughout the whole thing.
OK opens this Friday for a 7-performance run at the Jaqua Concert Hall at the Shedd Institute for the Arts in Eugene. The musical runs through June 29th. You can get additional information about this and other Shedd performances by calling the Shedd box office. It's 541-434-7000 or get online at theshedd.org. Our guests today have been Madeline Schwartz and Dylan Stasak. Thanks so very much for coming in, both of you.
Thank you.